Welcome in, Starseeds. April here from Real Talk Tarot. Tonight I've got your Aries message for the month of July. Keep in mind, this is a general overall collective for all Aries. It may or may not resonate, okay? Just take what does, leave the rest. So Aries, let's find out what are the energies coming in for you for this month of July, all right? Spirit, what do you have for the starseed of Aries? We have the Queen of Wands reversed. We have the Three of Cups. Someone here does not want to collaborate or work together, all right? This is a little bit of a spoiled brat energy, all right? Someone who is petty and bitter. Let's get some more, please, for Aries. If you are in this energy, perhaps you are being excluded from some type of celebration. Let's see what else we can get, please, Spirit. For the starseed of Aries, for the month of July, please. What are the energies coming in for Aries? We have the Eight of Pentacles reversed. And the Knight of Swords. So you could be feeling unappreciated, okay? Undervalued. This could be... Or you're dealing with someone else who's feeling, you know, who may be acting out a little bit in what could be considered a childish way. But it could be coming from a place of hurt rather than, you know, just some narcissistic tendency. I mean, it could be either, all right? Now, again, flip-flop these energies to fit your own story. I am not judging anyone, okay? But these are just the energies that are going to be in Aries' little realm, okay? Let's see what else we can find out. So, Spirit, tell me about this... Tell me about this Knight of Swords. What is this message? It's coming in fast. Okay. Wow, it's really coming in fast because you have the Eight of Wands and the Three of Wands. Okay. So something regarding your kingdom. Okay, there's a message coming in regarding your kingdom, okay? King of Pentacles. So this could be money coming in, stability, a boss. Okay, so someone is coming in with a message, all right? They could be offering you some kind of financial advice or support in some way. This Queen of Pentacles, or I mean, sorry, this Queen of Wands energy seems to be out in the cold right now. And feeling a little, perhaps, defensive, okay? Is the best way I can, is the way I can describe how this feels, right? Now we're going to clarify the Queen of Pentacles with the Four of Pentacles. So, I'm sorry, this Queen of Wands reversed. This is someone who wants to hold on, is holding on for dear life onto something, okay? Tell me about this celebration that this queen seems to be left out of. Six of Pentacles. So, yeah, you could be feeling left out, being breadcrumbed, somehow getting less or not your share, because you have this Eight of Pentacles reversed, and that's a feeling of not being appreciated. That's clarified by the Five of Wands, so there's conflict, all right? So there's some type of fighting here amongst people. Could be family members. Again, you have the Three of Wands under your Knight of Swords. So this message definitely has to do with home and family. It could also have to do with travel. Someone is traveling. Maybe someone's coming coming from far away, okay? Or they have to travel to see you. So what is this Three of Wands here for, please, Spirit? Because it's on this board twice. That is clarified by the Queen of Cups. That indicates stability and emotional balance, all right? This queen is loving and kind and nurturing, okay? So maybe you are looking at or examining maybe the way that you nurtured something and it turned into some kind of conflict where you had to actually make a stand of some kind, fight for or hold on to something here, all right? Some type of stability. What about this Eight of Wands, Spirit? What can you tell Aries about this incoming fast messaging? These incoming messages, Spirit. A Page of Pentacles. Some type of offer will be made to you. It may be seemingly small, okay? It could even seem insignificant to you, but an offer is being made nonetheless. Wow, this King of Pentacles is clarified with the Queen of Wands, who is now upright, all right? So I think the month of July is looking like, it kind of looks like a Captain Save-A-Ho situation here, all right? But this King of Pentacles is going to offer some type of stability that is going to turn this Queen of Wands around. So this could be a healing of a family situation. If someone was fighting over property or an inheritance or some type of stability, it seems like it will be worked out, but there's going to be there's going to be a bump in the road here before it gets better, all right? So I see a queen in the beginning standing her ground, holding on, okay? And by the middle of the month, messages are going to come in that it's going to create a kerfluffle, if you will, There's a new word for you, Aries. It's an old new word. And then it's going to balance out here at the end of the month. All right. So let's get some messages from my own personal angel guides here. Just to see what you might be dealing with, what energies are around this situation, potential outcomes, messages, warnings, whatever comes out, please, Spirit, for the Starseed of Aries. Shadows, okay? So something could be coming out of the shadows. Maybe there's been some type of deception or understanding, a manipulation, some kind of head game, something in the shadows, all right? It could be a shadow aspect of someone's personality that's affecting this situation as well. Let's get another one for Aries, please. Revenge. Okay. So, perhaps someone's feeling a little bitter or resentful of something here that might have created the conflict. That could have created this feeling of being unappreciated, undervalued, okay? And one more, please, for Aries. Codependency. All right, so Aries, you could be realizing this as you release your control over a situation. You may realize, you know, screw it, it's just not worth it. Okay, you're just not going to feed into these codependent energies. These people who insist on fighting for something for reasons maybe you don't even understand, okay? It could even, you know, it's just ego or, you know, this really does kind of look like siblings fighting over inheritance or something. Maybe at one point one of or more of your siblings were codependent on your parents. And now that they're gone, we're facing a whole new bunch of issues. Maybe they're angry and want revenge. They feel that you somehow got more or were loved more. All right. And this could be their shadow, the shadow aspect of what's going on here. Okay. But I think as rough as it could get here in the middle of the month, by the end of the month, it looks like it's going to balance out because there's going to be a voice of reason here with the King of Pentacles that's going to come in and offer a solution, probably, that's going to, it's a compromise, probably, of some type. Or they're just going to straight outright help this Queen of Wands out of her obligation, okay? So that's what I have for you, Aries. I hope you enjoyed it. That's for the month of July. I so enjoyed having you with me, and I invite you back again. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.